Take your Bibles and turn to Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. Let's stand together. Luke 4, beginning at verse 38. Verses we read last week, but I thought there were a couple of verses that would get us going into today's lesson on motherhood. Luke chapter 4, verse 38. And he arose, that being Jesus, out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, Thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place, and the people sought him. Are you seeking the Lord today? And came unto him. Are you willing to come to him? And stayed him. They wanted him to stay with them, and they held him that he should not depart from them. And he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. And he preached in the synagogues of Galilee. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for this day that we set aside as for Mother's Day. Lord, we pray that you would bless the mothers that are here today. And Lord, we know that many of these that are in the congregation, their mothers have passed on. Lord, give them peace and comfort this day. We especially think of the Hunt family that is here today and the passing of their mother just a few months ago. And Lord, we pray that you'd be with each and every one of us, asking for your blessings and encouragement. In Jesus' name we pray, and with thanksgiving, amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. 2 Timothy 1:5 says, When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Unfeigned faith. That means genuine. Mothers, I hope you have a genuine faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope that it is real, that it is earnest, that it is heartfelt, that it is truthful, that it is candid and sincere, and that your children know of your faith in Jesus Christ. May I say this? That there is nothing greater you can give your child than the opportunity to know Christ as their Savior. You can give them gifts of clothing or gifts of technology. You can give them a car. You can give them gas in the car. But if you have not given them Christ, you have given them nothing. You can give them books and education. You can give them a membership to a gym. You can give them a trip on a cruise ship. You can even buy them a jet airplane. But if you have not given them Jesus Christ, you have given them nothing. Because all those things will end and they will pass away. But all of us have a destination. Do you realize that one out of one dies? Do you realize that? That one out of one dies. And then we will stand before the judge. And if you have not prepared them to stand before the judge, you have not prepared them for anything. I remember when I was on jury duty and I was there in the jury box and they brought in the one that had been accused of, well, now it's home invasion. Really, it was breaking and entering. But we got to make the criminals feel comfortable. They had dressed him up very nicely, and you could tell he hadn't worn a tie in a long time. But they were trying to impress the jury. If you have not prepared your children to stand before the judge, you have not prepared them for anything. In our opening text, we find that Peter's mother-in-law was taken with a great fever. None of us want to see our mother ill. My mother has had cancer on a number of occasions. She's had her gallbladder out. She's had other things. And I am never happy to see her in such a state. And because Peter's mother-in-law was taken with this great fever, they brought Christ to her so that he could touch her and heal her. As we know, Peter was a believer. He was a follower of Christ. But we are not told if his wife or his mother or his mother-in-law were followers of Christ, of Jesus. But once this woman was healed, she began to minister unto them. Her attitude changed. Some of us need an attitude adjustment. We've gotten our ideas that what's important is that we look good. Now, for some of you, give up. It's never going to happen. As I mentioned, Rudy and I were gone to Tennessee, and we saw some interesting thing. We saw this young guy walking down the street, and he needed a belt. I have never understood why some guy thinks we want to see his boxer shorts. You talk about goofy looking, but that's just my opinion. Yes. Are you amening my opinion? You agree with it? Or that it's just my opinion? No, that you agree. Okay, thank you. Thank you. You know, sometimes we think it's looks that matter because we want all the guys to look at us. Well, I don't, but maybe. Or maybe you want all the girls to look at you and you think, man, I got to look just right. I gave up a long time ago. I got her. What more do I need? I tell you what. It was good to get back home to my wife. As nice as Rudy was, it was good to get home to Donna. Yes. But you know what? We get so excited about how we look. But what does the Lord think about you? Mothers, are you teaching your daughters that what counts is what God thinks? Are you teaching your sons that what counts is what God thinks? We read in Paul's second letter to Timothy that both his grandmother and mother were believers in Jesus the Christ. One of my greatest possessions is a mother who was, is, and will continue to be a follower of Jesus the Christ. Okay, I forgot to put up the amen. So let me say that again. One of my greatest possessions is a mother who was, is, and will continue to be a follower of Jesus the Christ. What a blessing she has been to me through the years. And I realize it more and more, her steadfastness. You know, it wasn't easy in the early days when my dad wasn't bringing a whole lot of money home as a Baptist preacher. Now, my parents aren't here today, so I'm able to say a few things that I wouldn't feel comfortable saying if they were here. But I do remember when we lived at 5085 Auburn Road, that on Friday, they would give me my allowance. And many times on Monday, they took it back so that I could have something to eat at school. You say, well, Pastor Paul, do they ever pay you back? No, the way I figure it, they owe me about $30,000. But my mother taught me that you sing because singing makes you happy. And I don't hold a grudge that one day they tried to make me wear red pants. It's funny that I have never forgotten that. But through it all, my mother was an encouragement to me. I've always known that my mother prayed for me. My mother taught me memorization verses. My mother took me to church. She was my Sunday school teacher on a couple of different occasions. She led choir for a while, which was a temporary job for about 30 years. Mothers, you can give your children nothing better than a Christian testimony. Genesis 4:1 says, "And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, 'I have gotten a man from the Lord.'" Nowhere in the Word of God do we ever find that it's a choice. It's a mother with child. It is a gift of God. And abortion is wrong. Imagine this if your mother had aborted you. But God, in His wisdom, has made it so that women bear a child. My wife had the privilege of having two. She never had labor pains, as both children were taken cesarean. Matthew didn't want to come. He was over 9 months. I've told you that she wanted the baby to come so badly we went out and played tennis. She was over 9 months pregnant. I beat the snot out of her. I doubt your doctor knew you were playing tennis. Dr. Van Zandt, he was as cold as a mackerel. I remember him saying to Donna, "You will either let me take him today or you'll get another doctor." Here she was, 20 years old, white as a ghost, and thinking, "What? Surgery?" But we had a healthy boy. That's right. Thank God for that. From the beginning, it was God's plan for a man and his wife to have children. God knew that each child needed, and that they needed a father who could provide certain things and a mother that could provide certain things. And may I say this, and though it's not Father's Day, the fathers are not optional equipment. But what is a mother? Somewhere between the youthful energy of a teenager and the golden years of a woman's life, there lives a marvelous and loving person known as mother. According to Fred Cruz, that's Cruz with a K, a mother is a curious mixture of patience, kindness, understanding, discipline, hard work, purity, and love. Now you say, "Well, I'm not all those things." Well, those are things you can strive to be. I was in the Myers store not too long ago. When I say not too long ago, that could be 5 years ago. Actually, this was longer than that, so I guess it wasn't too long ago. It was a while back, which would go up to 15 years ago. But I was standing there. It was Mother's Day approaching. And there was a woman talking to herself as she was looking through the Mother's Day cards. And she was becoming agitated. And I heard her say, "Why do they act like everyone's mom is something great? All I want is a card that says Happy Mother's Day." I know that it's hard to be a mother. Not that I've been a mother, but I know it's hard to be a mother. But it's important to understand that a mother have patience and kindness and understanding and discipline, is hardworking, wants purity for herself and her children, and love. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Not only are we given a promise of everlasting life, we are given mothers. And may we be thankful for them. 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, "And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity." Charity, of course, is love in action. It's unconditional. And a mother's love should be unconditional. Second, a mother can sew the tiniest stitch in that dress for her daughter's baby doll and is an equally experienced at threading her way through the heaviest traffic with a station wagon. Now, I know that some people have vans. You do realize that vans are just overgrown station wagons. A mother is the only creature on earth that can cry when she's happy, laugh when she's brokenhearted, and works when she's feeling ill. They just seem to have this innate ability to do what is right. A mother is as gentle as a lamb and as strong as a giant. Only a mother can appear so weak and helpless and yet be the same one that puts the fruit jar cover on so tightly that even dad can't get it off. Mother. A mother has the angelic voice of a member of the celestial choir as she sings Brahms' lullaby to a babe held tight in her arms, yet this same voice can dwarf the sound of an amplifier when she calls her boys in for supper. We were at a men's meeting last year in Ohio. And a pastor that was speaking gave the story of his wife and how that he and his children were out walking one day when two pit bulls came running at them. And the two boys that were on the bike got off the bike and began running. I think the pastor said, like little girls. He was holding their baby as these two pit bulls were running at them. He realized he could not outrun the pit bull, and he wanted to defend his wife and the baby. And he talked about holding the baby up in the air and putting his wife behind him, thinking that he would take the bites of the pit bull. And he said that all of a sudden his wife went nuclear. I believe, Rudy, that was the term, nuclear. And that she came out from behind him and ran at the pit bulls, barking and screaming at the pit bulls. And the two pit bulls ran away from them. And the owner of the pit bulls came and yelled at them for yelling at their dogs. But is that not a mother? I remember reading the story of a mother looking out the kitchen window there in the state of Florida, and she saw her son swimming as fast as he could from an alligator. And that he had on these rubber, what do you call them, fins, flippers? So you can swim faster, whatever those things are. And the alligator bit and came down and got the flipper in his mouth. His mouth was wedged open as she was running down to the water side. And the alligator was trying to pull the son into the water, and the mother was pulling the other way with the boy onto land. And the story was written by the boy, who was being tugged on from both sides. He said, "My mother won." He says, "I have the scars in my arms to prove it." A mother. A mother has the fascinating ability to be almost everywhere at once. And she alone can somehow squeeze an enormous amount of living into an average day. Aren't you glad for a mother? A mother is the one the football player on the sideline says hi to when the television scans the sideline. Is old-fashioned to her teenager, just mom to her third grader, and simply mama to the little 2-year-old sister. mom. Timothy, your mother had faith. Your grandmother had faith. I had two grandmothers and one great-grandmother. My great-grandmother was a Christian witness to my mother. But if you were to ask my mother about her mother, my grandmother Geissens, she would say my mother didn't care anything about me. She was more interested in going to the bars at night. She says my mother really didn't even want to have me. You know, we find that there are mothers that way. They put themselves first. And oh, what a cost. My other grandmother was saved, knew the Lord as her Savior. And I'm glad for that. We are glad for those who know the Lord as their Savior, who are willing to be a testimony. May I say this, that if my mother were here today and she could talk to you, she would say, I hope you know that you are all sinners. Do you agree that you're all sinners? We are all sinners. The Bible tells us that. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But she would say to you that, praise God, He has provided a way of salvation. And that salvation is through Jesus Christ. We know that Jesus had a mother. Her name was Mary. May I say this? Mary was not perfect. Mary was sinful. Mary was simply a vessel that God used, but she was pure. She was usable. She was proper. I know we live in a day and age in which our girls are being taught, well, all you want to do is have fun. But it is never fun to go against the will of the Lord. We were at the home plate Christian experience there at Comerica Park. And Torrey Hunter, the right fielder for the Detroit Tigers, was giving his testimony. And he talked about the fact that when he and his girlfriend decided that they weren't going to fornicate anymore. Now, can you imagine telling that to a group of people there? They weren't going to fornicate anymore. You know what it means to fornicate? It means to be having sexual relationships outside of marriage. And he was telling those people that he and his girlfriend decided they weren't going to fornicate anymore. They're going to get married. You know, that's God's plan. He brought one man to one woman. They were married and they were to have children. May I say this, that man says, do whatever you want. Have relationships with whoever you want. But that's man's way of thinking. And may I say this, man's way of thinking when it's against God's will is always wrong. I do hope that you realize that just because some magazine says, well, it's all right to live with some guy or some girl before your marriage, that it isn't all right. We need to realize that relationships are very important in God's eyes. And His desire was that we live morally, cleanly, properly. But there is no greater thrill in life than to point to that wonderful woman and be able to say to all the world, that's my mother. Now, my mother's not here today, but my wife is. And she's the mother of my children, and I'm proud of her. May I say this, mothers, you should want to hear from your Heavenly Father, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Let's stand together. Mothers, moms, I have a mother and a mom. My mother would never let me call her mom. That the only one she lets call her mom, I believe, is Donna. Maybe Lori. And then Donna's mother is mom. But grandmothers, great-grandmothers, I invite you to come to the altar to pray for those for whom you love so much. Pray that you can be that Christian testimony. And pray for your loved ones. We're going to sing a song of invitation, Just As I Am. It's 375. But as we sing it, we'll give you the opportunity to come and to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for our mothers. We thank you, Lord, for those mothers of faith, those grandmothers of faith, those great-grandmothers of faith. Thank you, Lord, for those that share your love. And Lord, if there is one here today that does not know thee as Savior, may they come also today. And let us show them how they can come to know thee as their personal Savior. In Jesus' name we pray, and with thanksgiving, amen.